Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. The agenda advised. If there is anyone here for change of zone, number 1858 Ashton Oaks, that has been taken off the agenda for this evening because the record is still open through tomorrow, so there will be no action taken on that item this evening. If you're here for that one, you're certainly welcome to stay, but you may want to leave. Anything else? I need a motion on the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised and posted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 27 to 2018 meeting.
We found one typo, not significant, so if you do approve them, they would be as revised.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 27, 2018 meeting as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Our next item is old business, and we have six items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley.
So, members of the commission, you may recall on this one, let's look closer, that there was a question about Edgewood Avenue, which kind of runs down an existing subdivision. This particular lot was at the end of that existing subdivision, or this proposed lot. And there was a question that came up during the hearing about, you know, who owns that road. We did a title search on it. And we really still don't know. It's been through various estates. There was a bankruptcy and a trustee sale that was involved in a bankruptcy where a half interest in the property was sold and some other heirs still owned it. You know, so it's less than clear who owns it. At the same time, the adjacent property owner where this lot would be carved out of is involved in some of that back title to the road. They did state that they have, in their mind, some sort of easement rights on the road. They also stated that they've had a mobile home there before that's used the road. So, you know, it's one of those things where there's no clear answer, but given the record, there may also be no harm in approving this one lot subdivision. So. Let me add one thing with the additional caveat that if you're going to approve it, that they have to share in the maintenance, of the road along with everybody else.
Well, I would, and I would really prefer to see a provision that would forbid any further lots being added to that road because we're just going to continue to make a bad situation worse. And I think the applicant understandably wanted. That lot there was a home there before, so I don't think we're not adding to a situation at this point, but any further expansion on that road's just going to be a mess because nobody knows who owns it. There's no maintenance agreement in place. It's going to be one of those things that's never going to go away, so I just want to make sure that we don't make it worse in the future.
I think given sort of I agree with that, just not to create problems, the sort of the geometry of it too lends itself to there not being any real more expansion of it.
Hmm. Okay, then we'll entertain a motion if somebody has one.
I'll make a motion to approve for
okay,
the...
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary and final approval for subdivision 2018-14 for Dennis and Sharon K. Shockley for a one-lot subdivision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the subdivision creates one lot from the applicant's remaining 57.7 acres. Two, the lot is in a location where the applicant's family previously placed a mobile home. The mobile home has since been removed. Three, the applicant has stated that they have the right to use the road known as Edgewood Avenue pursuant to recorded easement rights. The owner of this new lot shall contribute to the maintenance and repair of Edgewood Avenue. Four, the proposed one-acre lot is consistent with the existing lots on Edgewood Avenue. Five, this shall be the last lot created with access to Edgewood Avenue. Six, a waiver from Sussex County Street Design Requirements is granted for the extension of Edgewood Avenue. Seven, a waiver from the perimeter buffer requirement is granted for this lot.
And I'll just add one more suggestion that Ms. Cornwell handed down just to that motion, that the final site plan shall be subject to the review of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
With that note added.
Yeah, sorry.
That's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley, for the reasons with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 2144 for William Caldwell for a tree service based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is a 2.585-acre parcel located on Greeley Avenue near North Old State Road. There are some other business uses in the general area. The Ellendale Fire Company owns the property to the rear of this site. Two, the applicant has stated that his business is mostly conducted off-site. This is a location for keeping the applicant's equipment when it's not being used off-site. Three, there would be no retail sales from the property, and the proposed use is limited. With the conditions imposed by the county, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Four, this is an agricultural type use, and it is consistent with the underlying AR1 zoning of the property. Five, the business provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents, farmers, and businesses. It has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents, farmers, and businesses of Sussex County. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a tree cutting business. No other businesses shall be conducted from the site, and no vehicles associated with any other business shall be parked on the site. B, no retail sales shall be conducted from the site. C, no mulching, chipping, shredding, or grinding of any materials, including the drying of mulch or similar materials, shall occur on the site. D, as requested by the applicant, a small unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 8 square feet per side. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours of operation. F, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, any stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for any required stormwater management areas. I, no cut trees, logs, or timber shall be stored on the site. All timber and logs currently on the site shall be removed within 4 months of County Council's approval of this conditional use. J, there shall not be any dumping on the site. K, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicles and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. L, no sirens or flashing lights shall be used anywhere on the site. M, all equipment and vehicle maintenance and repair shall occur indoors. N, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve change of zone 1856 for Melissa and Nate Walker for a change in zone from AR1 to C2 medium commercial based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicants are seeking a change in zone to C2 medium commercial. The purpose of this district is to allow retail sales and consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector streets. Two, this location along Route 24 is appropriate for the uses that are permitted in the C2 district. The permitted uses in the C2 district are limited to in both size and type. Three, this location has previously been used for small-scale business or commercial uses. This rezoning is consistent with the prior types of uses that have occurred on the property. Four, the rezoning will not have a significant impact on neighboring properties or roadways. And five, any development that occurs on the property will require site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission after taking into account all the required agency reviews, including DLDOT, State Fire Marshal, and the Sussex Conservation District. Six, for all these reasons, it is appropriate to rezone this property from AR1 to C2 medium commercial.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is conditional use number 2145, 105 Seagull Drive, LLC.
Okay, I have a couple questions about this one. Can we discern whether or not there's any kind of maintenance agreement on this private road or anything like that with all the houses that are on that?
I haven't had a chance to look at that, but I can find that out. It's a private road.
That's right, and that was in my next question. Is that a private road? I think
yeah.
It is, but
it looks like it was a private road, and it was created actually by court order at some point back. Yeah, because
oh,
that
wow.
was referenced on one of the plots, I think, that was in the record. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know the extent of maintenance and whether the court touched on that in the order to establish that road, but I can certainly look at that.
Okay, and as it was laid out in the drawing and how it was explained, there was two parking spaces on each end. That's appropriate there, but it was a concern about that. But I mainly was about the road maintenance agreement or anything like that, and then we confirm that it is a private road.
Yeah, I mean, I can check, and if you want me to get back to you on that for the next meeting, find out about that. I did look, because there was a question about how the lots were laid out.
Yes.
Originally. There were three lots there. Mm-hmm. What they did is the middle one, it was split in half, and then the lots on either side got half of that lot to become basically one and a half and then one and a half. So,
yes, I remember that part.
Yeah.
But anyway, at this point, I would move for deferral for further consideration and find
okay.
out those questions.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2145, 105 Seagull Drive, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2146, Jose Carrillo.
Kind of up in the air. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2146 Jose Carrillo for an indoor-outdoor soccer facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will be a soccer facility that will include an outdoor field. The indoor soccer will be played within an existing building on the property. Two, the property was previously approved as a canning operation under conditional use 757. That use no longer occurs on the site. Three, the property is more than 9.5 acres in size. The outdoor soccer field will be located more than 200 feet off Marshall Street. It is in an area where other open fields currently exist. Four, the applicants stated that they only desire one outdoor field and they will only use the existing building. With this limitation, the property will not become a large-scale sports facility. Five, the applicant has stated that there is a need in this area of Sussex County for soccer fields for use by residents of Sussex County. Six, the applicants testified that they have discussed the application with residents in the immediate area and they have no objection to the use. Seven, The use will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, area roadways, or the community. 8. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The use shall be limited to an indoor-outdoor soccer facility. Then indoor soccer shall utilize the existing building. As stated by the applicant, there will only be one outdoor field. B. The final site plan shall clearly show the location of the outdoor field. C. All parking areas shall be clearly marked on the site. D. The applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. E. One unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. The location of the sign shall take into account how it may affect neighboring properties along Marshall Street. The location of the sign shall be shown on the final site plan. F. The hours of operation shall be limited to 10 a.m. through 10 p.m., 7 days a week. G. The outdoor field shall not be lighted for nighttime use. H. Any security lights on the property shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I. Any violation of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use. J. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
The movement seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2146, Jose Carrillo, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2148, Sussex Farms, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2148 for Sussex Farms, LLC, Samuel Connors, to operate a mini storage facility with a caretaker residence based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use as a small indoor storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and uses in the area. Two, the use is to be located along Route 24, which is an arterial road. It is an area along Route 24 where several businesses exist. This is an appropriate location. Three, the use is intended to provide space for storage uses for small contractors, subcontractors, as well as for the indoor storage of RVs and boats. Four, there was testimony in the record that there is a need for convenient locations for small contractors and subcontractors to operate from this part of Sussex County. Five, there are nearby deed-restricted residential developments that have limitations on small business storage or keeping boats and RVs on a lot. This use provides a convenient location for those needs. Six, this type of small storage facility generates a relatively minor amount of traffic when compared with other types of uses. It will not adversely affect traffic on the area roadways. Seven, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A. There shall not be any outside storage on the premises. This includes the prohibition against outside storage of building materials, construction materials, boats, and RVs within the site. B. Any security lights shall be only installed on the buildings and shall be screened with downward illumination so they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C. The perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced and gated. As stated by the applicant, the fence shall be vinyl coated or utilize similar material. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. D. There shall be only one lighted sign allowed on the site of no more than 32 square feet per side. E. Stormwater management shall be maintained on the site using best management practices. F. One caretaker's residence shall be permitted for security. G. Any violations of the conditions of approval of this conditional use may result in the termination of this conditional use. And H. The final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that is my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2148, Sussex Farms LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. For some of you who came in late after the meeting started, change of zone number 1858 Ashton Oaks has been taken off of the agenda. If you are here for that, there will be no action taken on that application this evening. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone and everyone who wishes to speak on a given application this evening will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, it's important to remember that Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county during its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2000.